Hey, it's Shane Hawko from Disciples of Power, and you're listening to The Grind. This is PRC.
Hey, welcome to The Grind PRC Volume 152. As always, I'm Chris, and we've got a lot of wicked shreds coming your way in today's program. Well, it's been another shitty work week for me, so I am beyond stoked to be rocking some more aggressive music in this volume. We kicked off the show with a snippet of a track from Disciples of Power from their 1993 release, Invincible Enemy, that was Lords of Creation. In the second half of the program, I'll be chatting with Shane Hawko, who, along with spending some time in some other heavy bands coming out of Calgary and Edmonton, is currently the vocalist for the newly reformed metal band Disciples of Power. DOP is a band with some deep roots in the Edmonton music scene who, along with some lineup changes, are hitting the stage again after a 10-year hiatus. For the first hour, we'll be hearing some great bands from all over the place in our From the Mailbox segments. Musically, mostly in the metal vein, but we can't forget our punk rock roots, so we've got a little bit of punk rock in the mix as well. Let's start into it with one of those punk rock segments from Leuven, Antwerp, Belgium. This is some brand new stuff from Face the Facts, Sinking Ships. The Facts have just released a brand new album at the start of this month called Basic Human Wrongs, which is their debut on the renowned Belgian punk rock label Funtime Records. Getting started as a group back in 2004, the band has cut out a name for themselves with their high-energy performances of fast and catchy punk rock. Since their last release, When Morning Comes, the band has expanded into a five-piece, giving their sound added melody and a level 10 power-up in presence. This is the title track off their new release, Basic Human Wrongs.
Won't get us home. There's nothing good for us.
facethefax.bandcamp.com or facebook.com/facethefax, F-A-X. These guys have shared the stage with many premier international touring bands such as A Wilhelm Scream, The Flatliners, No Trigger, Death by Stereo, SNFU, Undeclinable Ambuscade, and most recently, our Calgary pals in Torches to Triggers, who recently kicked off their European tour by playing Face the Facts album release party. Besides intensively roaming around stages in Belgium, Face the Facts have also toured the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Switzerland, Austria, Croatia, and Slovenia, where they will be returning to play Punk Rock Holiday 1.3, along with a Central and Eastern European tour in October. One last cut lined up from Face the Facts, this is No Retreat.
We'll be right back.
Engines of Belief, the first cut from Irish metal duo Chosen. These guys released their debut album called Resolution, which came out at the end of March, a follow-up to a number of independently released and well-received EPs. Native to Ireland, the duo of David McCann on drums and Paul Shields on guitar and vocals also spent some time in Vancouver, BC, making a name for themselves within pockets of the metal community internationally due to their distinctive songwriting and focused musicianship. Here's another blaster off of Resolution's Instinct. pick up their release for free digital download off their site, chosen.ie, and you can also buy a deluxe or collector's edition of the album, which features a full-color, soft-cover booklet with extensive liner notes, lyrical themes, and illustrations for each song. Packed with rare photos and studio diaries, it's perfect for the fan who likes something more physical, tangible, and collectible in their music library. Chosen have been together since 2005 and continue to take their crushing heaviness and extreme metal sound to a wider fan base. Chosen.ie to connect with these two, and one last cut from Resolutions. This is Mental Clarity.
Yeah.
Hopping back to punk rock for another couple songs, the band is Crashlander from Budapest, Hungary, formed in 2012 and comprised of members from Passive Voice and Reflected. This is Mit Wartung. Influenced by Funeral for a Friend, Thrice, Story of the Year, as well as Rise Against, Bad Religion, AFI, and more, Crashlander have digitally released two tracks so far from the first recording session from the band. Keep tabs on them at facebook.com/crashlandermusic. One last cut from these guys in Volume 152, Blank.
New city, new state. darkness and endless pain. I search for my soul.
From the frigid northern region of Alberta, Canada, that was Edge of Attack with Forever. Just one of a few tracks from their latest self-titled release on Spread the Metal Records, which came out back in February. A revisited version of the release since their signing with Spread the Metal Records, the album was re-recorded with a bigger and bolder sound, a fusion of thrash and melody. The five members in Edge of Attack have only been around for a few years, yet have garnered a lot of attention from press and fans alike. Make sure you hit up edgeofattack.com to check out the video for this next song, In Hell. We'll be right back. Edge of Attack played the Calgary Metal Fest last year, along with their Attack the West tour. They've shared the stage with bands like Bloated Pig, Whiskey Rose, Reverend Kill, Hallows Die, and Unleash the Archers. Their self-titled re-release was produced by the band's guitarist and vocalist, Yurik Whipple, and the 10-track album smolders with a power thrash sound blended with haunting vocals and symphonic arrangements. Edgeofattack.com or facebook.com/edgeofattackofficial to find them online. And one last track from their album, this is Take Me Alive.
We'll be right back.
Rebirth, that was a song from SoCal thrash metal act Attackhead, a band who have also retweaked a previous release to encompass the new sound of the band's current lineup. Voices in the Dark, Second Attack was re-recorded, mixed, and mastered by Paul Miner of Death by Stereo fame. From their 2010 studio time, the band also added two new tracks of intense interplay between the two guitarists in the band. Attackhead.com for their home online, and here's another cut from Voices in the Dark, Second Attack, Blame.
Yeah!
the middle of May, the band will be descending upon Guadalajara, Mexico, along with a shitload of other metal bands and metal heads for the Hell and Heaven Metal Fest 2013, featuring such bands as Anthrax, Motorhead, In Flames, Testament, Suicidal Tendencies, Exodus, and many, many more. This marks the second time that Attackhead have headed south for this metal mayhem, and Mexican metal fans are stoked to have the boys back following a solid performance last year. Attackhead are also heading to Europe for a run of 8 dates in various countries in the late summer, and in just a few weeks' time, we will be getting the guys from Attackhead on the line for an interview to discuss their experience at this year's Hell and Heaven Metal Fest, their upcoming Euro adventure, and more. Until then, one more dose of shred from Attackhead in this volume to hold you over. A song which is also featured in a 2011 indie short film out of the UK called Killzone, Attackhead with Dark Ritual. We'll be right back. up on our feature interview of Volume 152 of The Grind PRC, Edmonton's Disciples of Power, back together after a decade's hiatus. Off their 1993 Invincible Enemies release, this is Infected by Science.
We'll be right back. human contamination, the next generation. You have passed false judgments, plant seeds of hate, induced your manation. My hands break the alliance, destroy the triumphs of the performance. Intoxication of power with no sense of direction. Blinding eruption, you're causing suffering of story.
Everyone, welcome back to The Grind. On the line, we've got Shane Hawko from Disciples of Power, Edmonton-based metal, and you guys have been on hiatus for like 10 years, hey?
Yeah, the band itself, the last time they played was like 10 years ago. I wasn't in the band at that time, but the lineup at that time decided to end it and move on to other things. I haven't been in the band since 97.
Oh, okay, and like many a band, many a rotating bassist and lineup in general, hey?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. There was like three key guys who've been in the band for quite a while. It was Hart Bachmeyer, Dean Ralph on drums. Hart was singing and playing guitar. And Wes Sontag, he's a guitar player as well.
Right on. Now, you guys have a huge show coming up next Friday. It's your first performance in 10 years. It's going down at the Pawn Shop Live in Edmonton on Friday the 19th. You guys are playing with some other great bands from Calgary and Edmonton as well. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is the first show back in 10 years for the band. After the band decided to disband, the main member, Hart Bachmeyer, won't be at this show, but the other guys in the band talked to him, and he's basically given us his blessing to go ahead and do this. He's just not into it anymore. But yeah, so we'll be playing a lot of the songs from the last few albums they had, and kind of a retrospective of the music that people have heard over the years and might not have had a chance to see. That's basically what this is all about, is about bringing the music back live to the fans so they can check it out and getting out there and playing them.
Now, the band itself, DOP, was formed back in 87. That's a good history for you guys.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. That's before my time with the band, that's for sure. I didn't hear about the band until, I've heard of them about 1989, 1990, when Power Trap came out. I was familiar with them then. And I actually met with the band in 91. It was the first time I actually got to know them and talk to them when they played a show in Calgary. So, yeah, the band's got quite a bit of history, and, you know, there's a couple of videos that had rotation on Much Music and that type of stuff, so there is a fan base that's been there for quite a while.
And five full lengths over the band's career so far, hey?
Today we're
playing tracks off of Invincible Enemy, and we started off the program listening to a track called Infected by Science. We've got a nice little variety of some shorter cuts in on that album and some longer cuts as well. Very technically proficient album, I have to say. Really enjoy it.
Yeah, not too bad for an album that's like 20 years old. It's pretty cool.
It's crazy to think that it's 20 years old now. I mean, like, I don't know about you, but I'm finding time is flying as we're all getting older here.
Yeah, well, I think, like, technically that album 20 years ago was pretty stunning. Not a lot of people heard of a style, and they kind of broke out from their kind of thrash roots and went into this more technical approach, and so the music is very, very unique, I guess you could say.
Now, along with being the vocals currently with the with these guys and doing some time with them in the past, you're also you've also done some album artwork with the guys.
Invincible was the first album cover I did with them. I did that, and I did Mechanikill. It was quite some time ago, so I'm not exactly as proud of the artwork as I once was, but it was a good opportunity, and it's how I kind of got to know the band.
Now, you are professionally a digital artist as well. Can we touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, if you want. I live in Edmonton. I used to live in Calgary, and I live in Edmonton now because I work for BioWare, and I make video games, so I've been doing that for the last 10 years.
Awesome. Now, along with spending time doing the digital artwork and that kind of stuff, you've also, you've performed in a variety of aggressive bands throughout your years. Bands like Thorazine, Exit Strategy, along with the guys, some other guys in DOP in Section 8, and you've also done some time in Wake as well. Do you want to tell me about some of your experiences with those bands?
Sure. I guess I can kind of give you a brief history. So the first band I was a part of was a band called Malicious Intuition, which was, that was back in like 94, 93, 94. It was just some musicians in Calgary and myself, and we just wrote, one song demo and got to put it on this compilation. From there, that's when Hard and the rest of the guys in DOP got a chance to hear my vocals and what it was like, and they asked me to tour with them in DOP. So I did that for about 2 years, and during that time I ended up getting together with some guys in Calgary to start Thorazine. So I did that until about 2003 when I moved to Edmonton to start work, and then because Calgary was their home base, it was really tough for me to go back and forth between Calgary and Edmonton, so they got a new singer, and then as soon as I came to Edmonton, the guys from DOP were just breaking up at that point in time, and Wes was working on Section 8, so he asked me to join to record with Section 8, and Dean was working on War March at the time. From there, Dean ended up joining Section 8, and that kind of fizzled out, and I got together with the guitar player from Thorazine again to do Exit Strategy. So we're just doing that as kind of a side project, but it really took off, and we ended up getting quite a response, put out a full album, and I since left the band because I just don't have the full time that they require. Just focusing on my work, and next thing you know, I'm joining Wake because they contacted me, and that was a really fun project to tour with them. And same thing, I just don't have the time to do it full-time like that. And then after the Wake thing, DOP got back together and asked if I could be a part of that, so here we are today, you know, doing Disciples.
Yeah, now, what was it like to get back together with the DOP guys and get back on some songs that you probably hadn't touched in a long time?
Yeah, it was really good. We're playing a lot of songs that I played back in the day, and we're playing some newer ones or ones that I haven't been able to play before. And to quite honest, the vibe... it's a little different with Hart missing, but Ben's doing an amazing job from Acantha and the Newmont. He's doing an incredible job playing guitar and filling that role. And I mean, things with Dean and Wes have been as tight as they've ever been. So it's kind of got some nice retro feelings from years gone by. But there's a new vibe there as well, a new energy coming from. Coming from Ben, and then Chris was the original bass player. He's now back in the lineup, and he's playing bass for us. And I've never met Chris before, and he's a nice guy, and he's quite the bass player. So there's a really good vibe. I think there's a lot of energy in this, and it's kind of like we're bringing the old songs kind of some new life, which is interesting. So hopefully people will enjoy it.
That's wicked. What kind of a feeling is it like to get back into this kind of a thing and get DOP up and going again?
It's interesting. I haven't had a hand in writing these songs. Where all the other bands, I've done that. So this is just pure covers basically. But it's music that I kind of grew up to enjoy and love, and I've known the guys in the band for a long time. So they kind of have a special place for me, and I quite enjoy it. So it's interesting. It's very cool.
No, it's always like asking who is your favorite kid. It's kind of a tough one to narrow down. But if I had to get you to give me an answer on what your favorite track on Invincible Enemy is, what would that be, and why?
Personally, for me, it's always been Born Into Death. that's it's a bit of a longer song, but it's got a lot of interesting time changes and stuff in it. And I mean, lyrically, it's pretty good too. I it's kind of got a straightforward point. I'm a little bit more of a politically charged guy, so hearing some lyrics that kind of get out there and put that in your face is interesting to me.
Well, let's kick into that right now. This is Born Unto Death on The Grind.
Thank you.
revolution. Born unto your death, no gods in your story. Born unto your demise, death awaits for you. Suffocation. Speak your intention. Pain exposing your soul. Causing demolition.
What kind of expectations do you guys have going into this this big reunion show?
The reunion show, we don't really have a lot of expectations. Like, we're kind of just doing it to get out there and play it again. And, I mean, some old friends, we'd expect those guys to show up and check it out, maybe, you know, and people have seen the band before. And you know, there's been a lot of, I guess, Dean and Wes have been hearing a lot of people saying, you know, it'd be nice to see DOP again, and that's kind of what got the ball rolling. So maybe some new faces, but honestly, I don't think we're expecting, like, oh, lots of people and big sellout crowds or anything like that. We'll see what happens, and hopefully people are into it, because it does have a little bit of a different sound now than the recordings, naturally, when you replace, you know, the main guitar player and writer of the band, and the vocalist stylings are a lot different than. Then it's going to have a different sound, but I think the heart and the energy is there, and you know, we're doing the songs tribute that Hart wrote, so this is a showcase of all the efforts he put into it, and as well as the other guys in the band, and I think it should be fun to see. But expectations wise, we just want to get out there and have some fun.
That's sometimes the best way to go into things, though. Not have, like, okay, we're going to sell this thing out, and we're going to sell all of our merch.
I know, and we've heard people complaining, like, we're selling out. Like, come on, like, we're playing a bar, and the maximum is, like, 300 people. Like, this isn't a sellout. This isn't about that. This is about just getting out there and having fun, sharing this music. And, you know, like, these guys, Wes and Dean, have spent a long time of their, you know, a lot of their life playing this music, and, you know, it's good to do a tribute. And honestly, if people have a problem with the lineup and the fact that Hart's not in the band, you know, like, a lot of the proceeds that we're going to be selling, like, we're going to sell merchandise, and the money that we're making, like, a percentage of that is going to Hart, because we're all friends with the guy, we've all known him, and the main thing we want to do is kind of send him a message and say, you know, this music did good, and people really appreciate it. So, you know, if he can see that'd be great.
Awesome. Now, you guys also have a show the following night after your first performance there in Edmonton. You'll be playing the 20th, April 20th, the old 420 show, at Dickens Pub in Calgary with a whole schwackload of bands, eh?
Yes, yeah. It should be interesting. Harley's been a really good guy putting this all together. Some of the bands I've heard before, and some of them I haven't, so I'm really looking forward to checking out the entire show, getting there early and seeing what happens.
How do you feel that the metal scene, or even just the music scene in general in Alberta, Calgary, Edmonton, that kind of thing, has evolved over the years since you were first involved?
It's evolved quite immensely. I think Calgary was a big punk town when I was living there as a youngster, and now it's kind of gotten no more this metal vibe that the kind of Edmonton's always had. Edmonton had these like metal, death metal bands like Casket and Cremation and you know, Saxon Materia Abolishment kind of brought in some black metal vibes, and DOP was always kind of this thing that was there. But there was also bands like, you know, SNFU, and you know, there was a good rich punk scene in Edmonton as well. But Calgary seemed to have mostly just this punk thing going on with Beyond Possession, some crossover stuff, and I just over the time, over the years, like being in bands like Thorazine and seeing all the different metal bands kind of emerge out of the woodwork, you can see that they've grown in a different kind of community than Edmonton has, where there was like a competitive vibe in Edmonton, and Calgary seems to be more of this kind of you know, it's kind of a love vibe. I guess everyone just loves the fact that there's more metal now coming out of the scene. So it's really nice to see that camaraderie going on in Calgary, and it's actually happening in Edmonton as well. So it's really cool. There's a lot of good venues to play, a lot of people that support the scene, a lot of good fans, and there's a lot of bands, and there's really some really good music out there.
Most definitely. Now, this time frame that you've been playing music and into today, we've seen a lot of changes in the way that people consume music, the way that music is obviously recorded and marketed and all that kind of stuff. DOP themselves, you guys have had some, like every band, some trials and tribulations with various with labels that you've been involved with. Now, currently on Mindgash?
Yeah, Mindgash was it's just basically a label that Hart came up with. Originally, the band was with Fringe for the first two full releases, which was Power Trap and Ominous Prophecy. And Mindgash was Hart's own creation of his own company that put out the last three albums. So they put out Invincible Enemy and Mechanikill and Industry Trust. So he really put a lot of money and effort into the project and, you know, made it happen. Yeah, and it was different, you know, like going to record in 1993 was not the same as it is recording now. Like now there's like the computers and all different kinds of software, and people can now record out of their house, where before, you know, you had that big mixing boards and tapes, and it was just a really complicated and expensive process. So to see it change and become, you know, the sound quality still maintains or is even better now, or for now, it's cheaper, then it's good to see like there's lots of different music getting out there, where, you know, before it was challenging. And you know, where there was tape trading before, now there's like people downloading and sharing via Bandcamp and all that type of stuff. So it's really interesting to see like the music getting out there, and it seems to be spreading a lot quicker. So I think like as long as there's a support for seeing the bands live, then there's no problem with, like, in my opinion, about how the sharing is going on. I think it's pretty good. You just got to go through and support the bands you love and see them live and shake their hands and buy their merch. That's where they're gonna prosper.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, if someone's sitting a huge music fan and they just sit at home, and you know, even if they buy the albums, the support at a live show is really where it's at, and coming out and enjoying the energy of a live band and the performance that they're putting on, and getting out there and you're picking up some merch and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like I've gone to shows in Edmonton where, you know, bands from Chicago and stuff have come up here, and there's been like 20 people, and they just feel, you know, like, hey, go all the way to Chicago just to play for nobody. And they were really happy that somebody was there and appreciated their show, and, you know, I bought a desk or whatever. So I think stuff like that is really good to do. If, you know, if a band's coming through town and you like them, go check them out.
Hell yeah, you got to support local music, because without the support, the bands aren't going to flourish at all.
Exactly.
Well, any chance of any new material from Disciples of Power?
Well, there's been talk about it, but it's really kind of, it's not the focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think the focus is to just bring forward the old stuff, like try to pay tribute to the albums that were written and all the music that was written in the past, and see where that goes, and see what kind of response we get. And, you know, we haven't closed the door on writing new material. It's something we just kind of touched on briefly, and I don't know, we'll see what happens. That way.
That's a fair enough answer, I think. Well, is there anything else you want to get out there to listeners on The Grind PRC before we wrap it up here?
No, I think it's been great. Thank you very much for your time, and anyone who's been listening, and maybe we'll see you out on the shows one day.
Most definitely, and I want to thank you for your time as well, and if people are looking to connect with Disciples of Power online, you guys have a couple different locations. You have your own website at disciplesofpower.com and a Bandcamp site as well, right?
Yeah, there's on Bandcamp. So I would encourage anyone who wants to support the band to go there and download the albums or go to the shows if you can. And like I said before, proceeds and, you know, is going to be split between the members who wrote the music. I didn't write any music. I'm not looking for any money. So I'm just splitting it between those guys.
Sometimes payment of just getting up there and enjoying.
I'm just glad to be a part of it, to be honest.
Yeah, that's awesome. I respect that totally. So just to recap here, if you're in Edmonton and you want to check out a Wicked Metal show, get your asses to the Pawn Shop Friday, April 19th. A great lineup there with four bands: Villainizer, Display of Decay, Cataplexus, and then the following night in Calgary, Dickens Pub.
Yeah, and there's a shit ton of bands on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to jot them all down, but I figured, well, you know, I'm going to definitely mispronounce a name there or forget somebody. So just check it out. It's all online. It's easy to access and get your ass out to a show. Like we were saying, that's the best way to support and enjoy live music and bands that make that music. Right on. Well, thank you very much, and you have yourself a great one. And we're going to wrap up the Disciples of Power interview segment with the title track off of their 1993 release, Invincible Enemy, right here on the Grind PRC.
We'll be right back.
That was the title track off the band's third full-length release from 20 years back, Invincible Enemy. That's all we got for you in this volume, but we will be back in a couple of weeks with another one for you. We'll catch you then.